Episode 156, Drone Pizza. This week we talk about how much deodorant to use, smoking doctors, and semi-trucks that see dead people. You can find us at snortcoffee.com or on Twitter at snortcoffee. Phone number, call us, text us, 937-501-1002. I think that's it. Thanks for listening. Kid, you got one? Thanks for listening.
I mean, the show does well. He does well, right?
No, hell no. He doesn't get any kind of, like...
No. I just mean in terms of a resume, like...
Oh, okay, yes. Yes, then that, yeah.
If he says, I did Snort Coffee and nobody's heard of Snort Coffee, then that's not as good as, like...
Yeah, we don't have any kind of incentive bonus program
here. Yeah, right now it is just fucking up his resume right now.
Well, that's because he's doing a piss-poor job of promotion.
Well, it's not really his job, is it?
No, it's kind of his job.
It is his job. Never mind. Oh, then he is doing a horrible job. I didn't even know it was his job.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's a real weight off my mind.
Yeah, like he could be doing much better. That was the biggest part of the
job description.
Yeah, job description requirements, like, must be good at promotions marketing.
Oh, speaking of promotions and marketing, real quick. So there's a dude at my work who I like.
Yeah.
And he's into podcasts. I still haven't told him about Snort Coffee. It's been like 2 months and a week. Well, and like I'm telling him. I've decided I'm telling him.
Yeah. Is this the dude you were going to invite over here?
Yeah. He's the dude that lives in this neighborhood. Yeah. And he keeps talking about like, I'm going to do a... he's really into wrestling, and he's like, I know a dude who's, like, a regional professional wrestler and, like, has a following, and he's like, so, I got to hook up there, and I got blah, blah, blah.
You can do a wrestling podcast?
I think so.
Like, professional wrestling?
I think so, yeah.
Hit him with a folding chair?
He's talked about, like, a couple different, like, he's a gamer, too, so he wants to do, like, a gamer-based podcast, but because, like... I've decided, actually, on the way over here, I was like, I gotta tell Steve about this thing.
Yeah.
What's he listening to?
He listens to a lot of Nerdist and a lot of Smodcast. He's into Kevin Smith. And I can't ride that wave.
I'm gonna pause this.
Yeah.
How much deodorant are you guys using?
Quarter stick a day.
Wow.
Okay. Is that too much?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Okay. I don't think
it
is.
Does it work?
All over, man. Yeah, it works great.
Okay. All right.
When do you put it on?
All day long.
Throughout the day, all over.
Yeah, I just did. You thought I went to take a leak?
What?
Recoat.
Huh.
Yep.
Full coat.
Yeah.
You don't break it into quarters or anything?
What?
You know, like, from this half of your head down to, like, your mid-torso and this whole arm.
No. I recoat full coat every time. Yeah. I might try that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of doing it every hour, I could then do it just every 15 minutes.
Yeah, you could split it, like, legs are two, torsos one, three, five with the arms, and then six with the head. Split it six ways. Yeah,
okay. The back is hard.
It's even better, right?
Yeah, that is better.
Your logic, yeah.
Yeah.
So you put it on... All day, every day.
All day, every day.
Austin, when do you put it on?
I don't put it on at all.
Really?
You go deodorant free?
Wow.
Well, maybe that's my problem.
Do you go, what's the other one?
The question was how much
deodorant
do you guys use?
I'd use it every day, but I use it at the wrong time of day. That's why I'm asking about.
What's the wrong time of day?
The wrong time of day
is at night. Why is that the wrong time of day?
The right time of day is at night. It's after you, if you take a shower at night.
Oh,
after
well, okay.
You take a shower before you get into bed.
Oh.
I don't sweat that much in bed.
I think what I read, this is the directions. I finally read the directions on a stick of deodorant.
Really?
That's how I came across this information, seriously.
I've read the directions, and that's why I'm trying to figure out how much to use. I'm confused.
See, and your directions didn't mention anything about, like, specifically put this shit on at night.
Not that I recall, no.
Huh.
Now I gotta read my deodorant.
What did your directions say? Like, rinse and repeat? Did it give that infinite loop at the end?
That's what mine said. I've been repeating.
You gotta rinse occasionally.
Oh, son of a bitch. Yeah. I just have like an eighth of an inch film all over me.
Acne so bad? You have like, full body acne, which is really weird.
Damn, now it explains so much.
A lot of deodorant.
Just clogs up your pores. Quarter stick a day. Feels like if you were coating it on all day, and that's the second time I've seen you go to the bathroom, right. So I can only assume.
Yeah, about an hour ago,
I'm surprised,
right?
You don't coat. Do you have like a, do you use like a jumbo stick?
No, it's just the regular stick.
It's just a nice, easy, thin coat.
Right.
Quick. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. I still feel like at least half a stick a day. I guess I'm taller than you and weigh
that's
more.
True.
I've got
you're,
more skin.
You're,
I've got more.
Yeah. Yeah. More surface area.
Like in your butt crack, even?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, all over.
Yeah. I finish, start and finish with my butt crack.
Huh.
How far into your mouth?
Oh, don't be silly. That would dry out my mouth and shit would taste weird.
Where
and
does your mouth start and your face begin?
I stop at the lips. Like,
so before the
I
color
suck
of the
in
lips.
My, yeah, I okay. suck in my lips and go coat around there.
Man. I've never seen you sweat. I'll give you that.
There you go. Yeah.
Never yep. seen him sweat.
Never see him sweat.
Never once.
Never let him see you sweat. That's what they say.
Take that to heart.
Yeah. And they don't, except for my lips. My lips sweat like a motherfucker.
Okay.
Follow that to its logical conclusion.
Yeah.
5 minutes. And never let him see you sweat. Yeah, I fucking sweat like it's going out of style, is what it boils down to.
Deodorant doesn't keep you from, just keeps it's your armpits from sweating, right?
Yeah. Well, that's what, yeah.
But it doesn't, like, help the rest of your body, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, it's just my pits that sweat.
Oh, because I think. Right. Well, then, yeah, deodorant or antiperspirant seems like the way to go.
I'm using that, I think.
Oh, I would okay. start using it. Here's when I found out that you're supposed to put on deodorant at night.
Told meditating on a rock.
I know, it's such a douchey fucking thing to do on a rock. Just take your fucking picture, you prick. Here's how I found out that you're supposed to put it on at night. I bought, like, super stuff. Because I was sick of it, man. Like, I sweat all... Like, I just exist in sweatiness from spring to fall. Like, sometime in spring till sometime in fall, I'm fucking sweaty all the goddamn time. And I had enough of it, and it was like, I don't want to go to a doctor and get prescription deodorant. That's crazy. But I do want to find, like, what's some dope-ass antiperspirant deodorant. And so I got some, like, chalk. Chalk. And on the chalk, it said, apply at night before you go to bed.
Huh.
And then I asked somebody about it, and they were like, yeah, you're supposed to do that with any deodorant. Antiperspirant.
Never. But then you don't, you shower at night, though.
Or,
so you don't
yeah.
shower in the morning. Yeah. So, okay.
Shower at night, put it on.
I do, but that's kind of my morning, so I, you know, I don't know. Does that count? Am I following directions then?
Showering afternoon.
Oh. So, what is it, 8 hours before you shower, you're supposed to apply deodorant? Or wait, no. Immediately post-shower, no matter what that shower is.
I think if you shower in the afternoon, you're fine still to put it on at night. I think only if you put it on... Only if you shower in the morning. Although, probably still, because then you've slept all night. Slept 7 hours, 8 hours, presumably. With it stuck in, like, how much longer does it need to absorb into your stupid fucking armpits? You could probably take a shower and it would still, whatever good it was supposed to do, you know what I mean?
It's gonna still do.
I would think.
Does it work for you? Super
nah,
deodorant? Oh, okay. No, it doesn't work.
Just accept it.
Alright.
So I just put it on in the morning.
Fuck it.
That's usually when I take a shower, though, too.
I don't know that I'm going to wear it anymore. Except for I ate some weird shit over the weekend and really stank.
Really?
Like Sunday. Yep. After like a day and a half, maybe a day, I did not take a shower.
Your armpits smell like the food you eat?
No, but it. There's definitely a distinctive different smell, and I presumed it was from the weird shit I ate.
Indian food?
No. Geta, probably.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah. That seems like that would do it.
Cincinnati reference, motherfuckers. Look it up. It's a real thing. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty tasty, but steaks.
It's tasty, but...
Yeah.
Never eaten it.
I don't have any here right now.
It's grits and what?
I think it's oatmeal and sausage.
Oatmeal and sausage. Yeah, that's it. You're right.
Okay. But not just sausage. It's like entrails and whatever.
That's all sausage. That's sausage. Entrails and sausage.
Okay. I don't think it's terribly gross stuff.
You don't think it's like just whatever's left over, tripe?
Might be. But
you scraped it off the floor.
I'm sure it was at some point.
I don't know.
I like that reflection in your question.
Welcome to Snort Coffee.
Woohoo!
Driving a car right now.
We're driving a car right now.
Check out the reflection.
Mobile show. Mobile cast.
We got me. We could totally do that now. Could totally do that. Cause, like,
we're doing that right now.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, I got like that fucking power adapter that plugs in. That'd be sweet.
Be fun.
We can go pump up the volume style for real, huh?
You don't talk anyway and you like driving, so you can drive.
There you go.
Me and Matt and Bobby will talk.
Can we fit these mic stands in there? Sweet.
They're like hanging out the window.
We could all just strap them, tape them to the roof.
Nice, yeah.
Right?
Strap them to the roof.
And yeah, then just have the mic stuck in.
That wind won't be a problem, sure.
No.
Just crack it. Just enough to get the pole in. All you need, what's that? 3/4 of an inch? Half an inch?
Yeah, not even. Not even 3/4.
I don't know if I like this.
Me neither.
Yeah. Me, Silky Smooth, and Joel Train.
Yeah.
We're live in the parlor.
Hi.
At Egghead Compound.
Hey, people.
Hello. Yeah, it's... New intros are weird. I'm Egghead, and I ate Geta. And smell weird from it, potentially.
Joel Train and I ate pussy. That's a Todd Glass reference.
And also smelled weird from it.
Nice. I'm a Silky Smooth, and my stress level is coming down.
It's good to hear.
Yeah.
And smelled weird from it.
Yeah, a little bit.
And smell weird from. You can find us places. 937. What is it? Fucking 501 Blues. Lube and Leet Speak.
Shit.
Is that right? I think that's right.
Yeah, I think that is right. Lube and Leet Speak.
Yeah, 501.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good little way to be an asshole. Sweet.
Wait, to who? To us?
To both. To everybody.
Yeah, okay.
We don't get any calls.
Including us.
You can figure it out. We're also at the .com and at there, too.
Every time you say you can find us places, my brain screams out, say people and things, say people and things. And I'm like, no, you stupid fuck. You've already said it, and it wasn't funny the first time. No more, and I won't say it. This counts as saying it, but I couldn't resist this.
People and things? Where does that come from?
Places, people, and things. They're all...
Yeah, people, like places, and things.
Or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there you go.
Hmm.
Grammar.
You can find us places. Yeah, that confuses me. I just tried it out.
We are people, and
Jose's over there in the booth. Hi, Jose.
Hey, dude.
We just waved. I didn't say hey, dude.
I did.
You didn't?
But Matt waved in the wrong corner because he doesn't see color.
I don't see color. Just coloreds.
So we talked about that shit last week. Shit we're not allowed to say anymore, right?
We're not allowed to say...
retard and nigger and fag and...
like, I thought you were talking about... What was the phrase we ended last week? I thought you were talking about phrases we ended.
That was a dumb one, I think.
Playa? Let's end that, too, while we're at it. I don't think that was it. But.
No, that wasn't it, but that was funny.
Yeah, we talked about the bad words, the hurtful words.
Cunt? Also not allowed to be said?
I think you're allowed to say cunt.
All right. Yeah, that's okay.
That's acceptable, yeah.
It's still fine to hurt women's feelings.
Okay, good. Whew!
What about rape jokes, though? Because rape is, I think, on that same kind of, like... that same level of, like, personal fucking hurt that these people are claiming by not saying these words anymore, you're, like, doing these people good, right?
Right.
But you got comedians that make rape jokes like crazy. And I presume that
rape
is probably considerably more prevalent than anybody that's really had an effect by somebody calling them a retard or, well, maybe not. I don't know. A similar level, though, you know?
I don't think the retarded are offended by being called retards.
They're offended by other people calling other people retards, though, aren't they?
Retarded people are?
Maybe.
At least, perhaps. Like, the council for retarded people are. Yeah.
Are they made up of retards?
No. There never are. Like, that is the... I will give you this point, because you know my stance on this.
NAACP, all white leaders. Is that the way it works?
No, they're actually black, I think. Okay. Every time I see them speak, they tend to be black.
All right.
At least the president is the only one.
Or in really good blackface.
Ooh.
They do... they can do wonders at the movies these days. Yeah. That is true. But I will give you this, that a lot of times these people that get all pissed off aren't the, like...
yeah.
If a group... you know,
it's always
like,
a white person that's doing just fine. Like, we can't call them retards anymore. We can't call them fags. I don't know. Like, it just... it scares me to think of a time that, like... I understand the point of being socially acceptable or unacceptable. But at the same time, it has to end sometime. Like, it has to end with not starting, I think. You know what I'm saying? You can't just say, okay, you can't say nigger anymore. Like,
you want Matt in the room for this conversation. I'm interested to hear what Matt says as well.
I'm just curious to know what you both think. Like, it bothers me that shit's like, chick on a podcast I was listening to was like, you can't say wife beater anymore. You can't call it a wife. You can't call a tank top a wife beater. That's not cool. That's not right. Like, it doesn't fucking matter. If you know we're talking about a fucking tank top, then if you know something's a stupid joke or whatever.
I think wife beater might be pushing it. Cause you know, I put through my hat in the ring in terms of generally on the side of like, if people say it hurts their feelings, then I'll do my best not to say it. I don't really, you know what I mean? Like, I don't mind doing
right,
that.
But you want
to. I don't feel it as a loss to me.
But you don't necessarily want to remove that from vocabulary either.
And I don't
right?
think I do. I think in a lot of cases.
I don't say any of the shit, but, well, I say fag sometimes, but, like.
Right. But you know who you're around when you say, you know what I mean? Like, part of it, I think, is.
That's probably true.
Only when you're around fags?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then it's cool.
Then it's fine.
It's their word.
And so you don't want to offend people who beat their wife?
I don't fucking know, man.
By is it to protect
calling them wife beaters?
This is a pretty outrageous example. This pushes my limits on that opinion that I just said. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it is a good point of like, well, whose feelings are we protecting? Because if it's the wife beater, then fuck them. They're assholes. Like,
yeah.
But if it's the t-shirt manufacturer, then I want to stick up for those good
people. Oh, that's a good point.
But once again, we're not really worried about women, because they don't have feelings or
right.
opinions or
right.
At least not ones that count.
Right. They yammer, but they don't. They mean well.
Do they?
That sounded really misogynist. I want to take all that back. I'm such a pussy.
It's not her demographic.
I'm married and she didn't even listen to the show. No. And so I'm still like, Noah, I love you, dear. Please don't be mad.
I'm just telling jokes.
I think
they're not good ones, but.
And I think the rape joke thing is interesting as well. And like, I wonder, Because the first thing that popped into my head was like...
How many crowds of people don't have somebody been raped in there? I don't know what the rape numbers are, but...
Well, like, and on the crowds of people, I bet there are people that have been raped. I wonder if there are people who have been raped, gone to a comedy show, and have watched a DVD of comedy and seen... No, not boo.
They have a good sense of humor about their rape.
Like, it's not me getting raped.
I'm thinking that's a small group.
It didn't make the punchline wasn't the victim of the rape. Yeah. It was as long as it's done in the right way. Like that stupid bitch, she got raped. I don't think they'd laugh at that. If they're like, and this asshole thinks he can stick into anything, and it's not assault. Then he's the punchline of the joke. Then I think that it could be laughable.
I don't know. All of it just fucking bothers me.
Your shorts bother me.
All right.
Just because I can see a lot of thigh, not because I want to end this conversation. I didn't mean it as a jab that way.
I can put on pants if you want me to.
Are we out of people? Fine. Are we out of phrases and really people to be offensive?
Are we ending phrases again?
No, are they just done? Are we done?
We can't do that anymore. Like
No. Are there no more? Like they're already all off limits, aren't we?
Potentially.
Done.
Potentially, which is like, bad.
Well, I can go my life without using the word nigger or fag. Fag. I don't know. What are you supposed to do when somebody's being like kind of a sissy guy?
Being faggy.
Okay, that's what I thought. Dude, what do you mean you're not going to go out drinking tonight? What are you, a fag? Like that's still acceptable, right? No.
Oh. No, it's not.
Oh,
it's
never.
It's not. Well, hold on. It's not acceptable on TV. It's not acceptable in mixed company. But if you came over to my house trying to get me to go drinking and you said that, I wouldn't call up your mom or call up your boss and be like, that dude's a dick. He called me a fag and I'm not a fag and blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I say about like the words is that it only you can say it, and as long as you're not saying it in front of someone that is hurt by it, then you're not really a dick.
Just don't as long be as hurt you don't say it with my point, malice, I think. You're I think not my really point is, a dick. Don't be hurt by it. Don't be hurt by fucking anything anybody
don't tell
ever
me
says
what to be hurt
to
by. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I guess.
I love that I'm sitting like in the most feminine way ever. Like, how dare you, sir?
Like. You don't have to pay attention to anybody. You don't have, like...
Right. Which I agree with.
Don't listen. I don't listen to a fucking thing if I don't want to listen to a thing. You know, that's... I don't understand. It makes me angry. Sorry.
I forgive you.
Whatever, honky.
See? Doesn't bother me.
Cracker?
At all. Nope. Like, I can't think of anything that would be like, oh, man, that really does it. Like, can you guys... Can you guys think of anything that somebody would say that was like, wow, that really offended me?
No, but I'm a white male.
Jose?
So.
He's not a fan of Spick, despite the fact that he's Dutch.
Wetback bothers him, too.
Yeah. Weird.
It was weird.
Yeah. Have I mentioned before that I had a textbook in high school that referred to Mexicans as wetbacks?
Wow.
Like, appreciate in print.
It. What year?
Nice.
Ballpark.
It was like an old book from the 70s, late 70s, yeah. Huh.
When doctors smoked, the 70s.
I can't think of anything that would like, I'm totally offended by that. And I don't know that it has anything to do with being white. I mean, I guess, does it? I don't know.
I think it does.
Really?
I think it has something to do with being white and male. Because you're...
Are straight white males a minority group now? If you add up all the other groups, we're a minority, right?
If you add up all the other groups, yeah. But if you add up any of the other groups, you can make anybody a minority, right?
Well, I guess if you make straight white men a minority, then yeah. Yeah. But there's more women than men. So we're a minority, right?
How many of them are in like powerful positions in the country in ratio to men?
I assume most. I haven't done a lot of research, but... Ah, shit. Okay, now let's get offensive.
Average 70 cents on the dollar.
Is that really true? I don't think that's really true.
That's the number they keep telling me.
That's the number that keeps changing. 78 cents.
I hope that it would change.
84 cents. 98 cents. Okay, that being said, like, I work significantly harder than my wife.
Sure. What does your wife do for a living?
An engineering assistant. Like, she works for the engineering department at her work. Just hour-wise.
Oh, okay.
Hour-wise. And, like, you know, if she's working, like, you know, it's her job's not like hard, you know. She has to do stuff maybe, you know, 6 out of 8 hours.
Not to fuck stuff up,
right? Well, yeah, yeah. That's true. My job doesn't take smarts, I guess.
Well, I mean, you are moving at 65,000 miles. Not that that'd be, really that'd
be awesome.
You make good time.
I'm only paid 3 cents a mile, but it doesn't really matter.
65,000 miles an hour. Slow down.
But so you expect that she should make less money than you?
Yeah, and that might be that's not exactly a fair comparison, but how many jobs are out there like that? That, like, I think that if you factor in that a lot of times women are taking off for maternity leave, and you know what I mean? There's a lot of factors that go into why women are paid less in a lot of positions. And I don't think that often they're looking at an apples to apples comparison. Like, you're the CEO of Fruit of the Loom and you're the CEO of Hanes. And since you're a chick, you're paid, you know, 20% less.
Yeah, but you could look at so there's the CEO, and then there's a level of executives below that.
Yeah.
And that would be pretty close to apples, right?
I mean, right. I think happens.
I'm sure that it's calculated in a legitimate way. Who am I really?
I think that I don't trust anybody. I think everybody is full of shit. And
I can't live my life like that.
Really?
Yeah. To me, it's like a 9/11 truther thing. It falls into that hole where, like, well, if I can't fucking believe them, then I can't believe anybody, and I'm not going to live like that because I'm going to end up in my fucking cistern.
So
like,
you believe the truthers?
And a depressive enough, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To really freak out about that. And just that ends up being in a bad place. So I feel like if the organization seems to have a record of reasonableness and not like outlandish things in their history, then I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. What the fuck do I know? I'm never...
PETA? You're down with PETA, right?
I'm sympathetic with PETA. I think that they do more harm than good, probably, to their stated goal. I'm not for getting chickens the vote, as I heard Anthony Bourdain say on, I think it was Joe Rogan, but I get, I'm for a better treatment of animals.
That was a terrible joke. Because I think PETA does crazy shit.
Fuck yeah, they do.
And
I think they used to more than they do now.
Probably isn't a good example of somebody that doesn't do shit that's weird.
No, PETA's not a good example of someone that doesn't do shit that's weird.
Sorry, I fucked that all up.
No, I felt like I was yelling. I'm glad you stopped me. I wasn't.
I think we worked it out.
Well, I think I understand your position. Because part of me definitely says, like, you can't trust anybody. I totally fucking get that. I just can't do it. It's too dark for me. I don't have farmland, Matt. I can't build a compound. All I have is a cistern to crawl into if the shit is the fan.
I don't have anything underground, man. So my trailer is going to be blown away in the first blast. If the nuclear war's on, trailer's about the last place you want to be, guessing.
That's the crappy thing about the apocalypse, is it's a crapshoot. Like,
right.
If we could prepare for a thing.
Location, like, location, location.
Right. It's totally going to be nuclear winter. Then we would have a much better chance than, like, zombie apocalypse, or Four Horsemen apocalypse, or just, like, famine, or, you know
Whole
what I mean?
Shift.
Yeah. Give me a fucking fighting chance.
Tell me what it's going to be. Come on. Yeah.
And then still 90% of the fucking population is going to die.
Right.
But at least you won't have good DNA strands out there building a shelter for a bomb that's never going to come.
Oh, end times. So silly.
It's awesome.
I'm going to buy some land in Kentucky to go to. Austin's in. Are you in?
I'm in.
I'm in.
All right. It's pretty cheap.
How much?
$40,000 for 50 acres.
We got to go better land than that, I think.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Probably going to have to go $60,000 for 40 acres.
Probably even better than that, would be my guess.
And I think we'll probably find a decent deal
I'm
for around there.
I hit my max credit limit. So.
So you're not in?
Well, not it. I mean, I'll keep going for as much as you'll let me in for. I won't need more than 2 acres. Like, I'm not greedy. So here's a couple $100.
Oh, that's the other side. It's like if I actually bought that land, it's not like you can't come and hang out on it whenever you want. Yeah. So it's probably not in your best economic interest to like go in on the front end of it.
Dude.
That I might be like, hey, you're gonna have to kick in for that.
Yeah, I want some space.
I'm so sorry.
For what?
I'll move the mic stand. Oh. Felt bad about it.
I'm so sorry for coughing.
So sorry for something I'll do in the future. Just want to get that in there.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you guys want to hear about my doctor story?
Oh, yeah. You went to the doctor.
Yeah. I felt a lump on my testicle.
Yeah.
And...
Was it your testicle?
No, it was on my testicle.
Can we call this a segment Today in Joel's Testicles?
Today in Joel's Testicles. All right. I love it. All right. Well, it was one day in Joel's Testicles. It wasn't today.
Well, we've had this segment before, so... Okay. Yeah,
Today in Joel's Testicles.
It's going to put a lot of pressure on you, but...
Found a lump. Was out taking a pee the first time I felt it. And found a lump.
Out taking one?
Yeah, I pee in the yard.
Okay.
On a pretty frequent basis. Right. I was peeing on the yard when I felt the lump.
Right.
Found a lump on my testicle. If it's at the egg, it's at like each...
Did you just say pesticle?
Pesticle. I'm still thinking of pita. If it's an egg, it's at either end, right?
Okay.
Like, not the round part.
Okay.
Can I tell the listeners
that you just made a pretty big size shape?
Yeah, you did.
Goose egg.
Yeah. Like, bigger than the eggs you eat in the morning. So.
Not if you eat goose eggs. Have you ever seen a goose egg? They're legitimately bigger.
Size, yeah. But, like, good 3-4 inches apart there, right?
I didn't make an ostrich egg.
All right. Okay, if you're looking at my testicles.
Matt's hands were 1 foot apart.
All right.
Yeah, find a lump. It's on the tip. Think, fuck, that's a lump. But I'm drunk, and so, like, I sort of forget about it. And a few weeks go by, and then I find it again. And not drunk this time. And it makes me scared. And then... My brain went to, well, if it's testicle cancer, they'll probably just cut off my nut, and I can't have kids anyway.
Yeah.
So.
No big loss. Yeah.
Christine will be the only person to see my nutsack for hopefully the rest of my life.
Yeah.
So I almost was like.
There's all these doctors keep going to.
So I wait like a month before I go just because of that mentality.
I've totally got some shit going in mine too that I don't, like, I never went and.
Well, good. Maybe this can help you.
What are we talking? Pea size, marble size, golf about ball size? Pee,
yeah.
Okay.
About yeah, totally got that
frozen
shit.
Right.
Yep.
You too?
Yeah, I went to the doctor for it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm the only nut job that's going to be like, oh, fuck it, I don't care, it's cancer.
Well, or apparently we're the two nut jobs that are like, oh, damn, there's something in my nuts. And they're like, yeah, there's a whole bunch of shit in your nuts.
You had more than one?
No, it was just, just saying there's nuts and there's veins and there's tubes and...
I don't know if I fucked up a story by saying
No. I don't think it was interesting, actually. And I think it'll tie in well. So yeah, I wait like another month, but my insurance from Kodak is running out. So I'm like, man, like, I'm just going to fuck. I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah.
133. Nah. Write it down. And
you don't work there.
Right. So my insurance is about to run out. So I got to fucking use that.
Yeah.
I got to do it well. So I figure, like, any little reason I get to go to the doctor, I'm going to the fucking doctor.
Yeah, that's a good call.
And so I go to the doctor, and he feels my nuts. Any questions?
Yeah, how'd that go?
It's fine.
Like, they just come in, they, like, feel around.
He was
Do you
awesome.
Point to it, like,
right No, he here? Was awesome. Really? He walked into the room and was like, so, this is probably the worst part of your day. Pop those off. Like, let's get this over with. It's in, which one is it? Okay.
All right.
All right, you can pull it up. That was about the extent of the whole fucking thing. That's it, right there. Was another thing.
Yeah,
another
said.
Silky smooth. Your experience?
Apparently, my doctor's not as cool because he'd know.
Way sexier though.
Way hotter. No,
new doctor?
No.
My dude was attractive. Yeah, right. He was older, but okay. He was attractive.
But I didn't get any, like, humorous banter.
Yeah.
And I would appreciate some humorous banter. So
yeah, he feels my nuts, and it doesn't, like I said, takes maybe 15, 20 seconds for the procedure. And he's like, well, we can, like, do a, not, he didn't, it wasn't a biopsy, it was some kind of other, like, ultrasound,
yeah.
And he's like, we can do an ultrasound, but I wouldn't worry about, do you think it's on your testicle or in your testicle? Yeah. And I was like, it's definitely on. It doesn't feel like it's in. He's like, well, if you feel like you find one that's in your testicle, come back.
How are you supposed to check that shit? I'm not
I would assume
there.
It's like
smash them.
I mean, when you're feeling, I feel like you can tell, like, that sort of made sense to me. Because when he asked if it was in or on, I knew, my brain immediately went, no, it's on.
Jose?
It's
not in. Well, on seems obvious enough to know, but I think you're right. In seems a little more difficult to know. Right, like, so I think there'd be a lot more achiness.
I'm squeezing my ball right now and, like,
damn it.
Barely. And, like, no, I'm not squeezing hard, dude.
You
no,
should
fuck
get
that.
A set. When you're like, when you go to the doctor and you're like 13 or like maybe like, I don't know, 21 or something, and they'd be like, just feel that.
That's normal.
That's on. You feel that?
Okay.
That's in. Only be worried about in. Huh. Go forth. Have that little piece of knowledge.
All right. Yeah.
Because it would have saved me $30
or whatever. There's so much shit like
that. Yeah.
Yeah. So much shit like that.
It's a fine line, but you're told you found a fucking thing.
Yeah. Right.
I thought
right, you're not given enough information to make an educated decision on whether or not this is an issue, and that's how doctors make money.
And it's so, but it's like, I don't mind them making money when it's complex, but when it's like, oh, it's on or in, it just has to be one or the other. Right. One's bad, one's good. Then just let me know.
I came up with a new feature for a show called Save Me Some Time, and that's a good first.
Yeah, that'll definitely save you some time. And I felt like I was happy and eager to tell it because I felt like it was a PSA. For men out there, just in general. I've been telling all my dude friends, like, on, not in. Don't be worried about on, in.
In's an issue.
Same as gay sex, right?
I think that's fair. I think it's on a fair sort of dividing line.
On is fine, in.
It's at the 39th parallel of gay sex. What's the 38th parallel?
I don't know. I just don't want to ever go to the doctor.
I never go to the doctor either, but
seems miserable.
I'm
and it's never miserable
on it until August.
Like,
I need to find a new doctor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think my doctor is an idiot, so I'm looking for a new one.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
did you go to your GP for your nut feel?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yep, and it was just this. You know, you're talking about this right there. Yeah. Okay, that's not anything. And then gave me antibiotics, which is why I kind of think he's an idiot. Like, we got a problem? Here's some antibiotics.
That is
thanks.
Good, that might be a good sort of like, stub your toe. Antibiotics.
The antibiotics.
You go.
Yep. I've got this prescription pad.
The result, before we get too far from it, was apparently I got a tube of like old semen.
Oh, really?
And it's like a blockage of old semen.
Oh, see, my doctor didn't even get that. He said, it might be an infection. Here's some antibiotics.
Your guy sounds like an asshole.
Yeah.
Sounds like
he's just not good, honestly. Honestly. Huh. Yeah.
I can't either suggest or not suggest my doctor, I don't think.
I don't have a doctor.
Nice. Not even now that you found a good one?
No, I just go to, like, if I don't have to see, I've seen, like, two or three general practitioners, but it's so few and far between. I'll probably see somebody for a physical.
Yeah.
Maybe the guy I saw last time, but I saw him and he was like, so who's your general practitioner? I don't have one. He was like, what? I was like, well, I'm 28, so fuck it.
Yeah.
When I'm 30, I'll start going to the doctor every year. But
really?
A bigger fear for me is getting hit by a car. And, and he was like, fuck you, pretty much. Like, really? his whole attitude changed.
That's what I kind of fear about
not
going to the dentist.
With me.
Really? Yeah,
like, I haven't gone to the dentist in 15 years, probably.
They're not going to be happy when they see you again, which is a weird...
No, you have to go to my dentist. He won't care, and he'll be totally cool about it. Right. Like,
is it a million miles away from here?
Bellbrook.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Closer than your house.
So. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to come to my house for your dentist work.
The worst dentist comes out. Yeah, because I, like... And I planned on, if I ever go to the dentist again, like, listen, I haven't been to the dentist in a million years. I don't hear any shit about it.
Yeah. Like, mine won't even, he won't even, he'll be like, yeah, okay. Yeah, coming to, I think he kind of has the attitude, I know coming to the dentist sucks. Yeah. Everybody knows that.
You $5,000, so it doesn't matter.
Right, well.
Cleaning out your jacked up teeth.
Yeah.
People get offended, dude.
By telling them you didn't need them?
Yeah. He was offended? It was classic me saying something and then saying like, oh, I guess I could see how that would backfire once it fucking backfired. But yeah. I was like, what did I even say at first? Like, I don't... Oh, I guess I just said your profession is bullshit until I'm 30. Oh, I guess I would be mad at that, too. I guess. Even though I don't understand, everybody I've talked to is like, yeah, you don't really need a doctor until... No. Unless you break your leg, then go see a fucking doctor. But until you're 30...
I haven't seen a doctor once a year since I've been 30.
No.
I had this GP, and at first I thought he was all right, and then eventually just kind of became a douchebag. You know, because the first time you get an antibiotics, you're like, oh, okay, probably need some antibiotics.
This guy wants to treat this with...
The third time, you're like, I don't know, man.
I think that might be what my doctor does as well.
How many times have you been given antibiotics?
How many times? Yeah. I don't know. I
really mumbled that, sorry.
Like, you know, maybe three times over the past 5 years or something. So, it's really not that excessive, but... Yeah,
amount.
Like, I have some weird thing in my throat that I've had for years. Damn it, that's what it is. Like, you just get it out.
You never saw that, huh?
No.
You do have a bad doctor.
You didn't take a very close look. A
tiny little...
And, first time gave me antibiotics. Second time gave me antibiotics. Third time, like, he's just like, yeah, I don't know. Like, what the fuck?
That's what I came here to hear.
Seriously, how much of it, like, that wasn't what I went, for that time, but it was like, oh, while I'm here, yeah, by the way, that throat thing I've been coming to you for the past, you know, few years is still bugging me.
The thing you can't fix still isn't fixed.
Yeah, and I was like, I was even like, I think I, you know, strained something or something like that. He's like, yeah, probably. Honestly, that was what he said. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, fuck.
Okay.
Am I a wizard?
How would you think I would know something about that? Like, what are you? I didn't just ask you about.
I'm a general practitioner. Yeah. I can't deal with specifics.
Yeah.
Oh, doctors.
Jose, lumps on your balls? Really?
All on one?
That's weird, man.
Damn.
Seven seems like a lot.
Yeah. Do you think we could...
if it was split between the two, or... three? Huh.
Is that the way all... Where are you from?
The Netherlands.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Dutch, I didn't understand him. His accent was a little thick on that one.
Right.
The Netherlands! That's what he said, right?
Is that...
He's got like a Swedish chef accent.
Does everybody in the Netherlands have three balls? All right. That's okay.
Good to know.
Do you think we could go to a more... I've been watching that goddamn Ice Road Trucker shit, right?
Really?
Really? It's
in India.
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
I saw they're driving on this
crazy fucking drop-off ledge. It's insane.
So it's not Ice Road.
No, it's Indian Road Truckers, I guess. Yeah, they're driving on this fucking road, but everybody drives crazy. Like, they don't pay attention, like, in the cities, they don't pay attention to, there's no traffic, whatever, sign. Like, can we go to that, where everybody's just moving the whole time, like, people pass each other in crazy spots, like, just wherever you have the chance, wherever it looks like you might have the opportunity.
No, and you have seen that show, and you see how well it's working for them, right?
I think it works really well for them. I think everybody
the truck's at the bottom of the cliff.
Well, that's a whole different. That's
not working for that guy.
I'm speaking more of in the city where.
Oh, okay. I didn't see any in the city. I just saw like up a mountain.
I'd like to see their fatality numbers. They're like auto accident. They all seem to be moving at such a slow pace that it might not be.
Yeah, that's what I was
going
to say.
I think you're going slow, but so slow, but steady.
And then little like bursts of speeds that you get up to 35 and then you slow back down.
Yeah. I think we need to transfer to that here.
Well, you already do that. So
yeah, but everybody else has got to do it too, or else I'm just stuck behind while the people are going slow.
I've never seen you stuck behind a slow person. You will find a way around that motherfucker.
Yeah. Not on back roads, though. On side roads or whatever.
You haven't passed on a double yellow?
No, I totally have.
Thank you for proving my point.
All right. So no to that, huh?
No, I don't think it's a good plan.
No?
No.
I think you guys are missing out. I think we'd all get places way faster.
Speaking of
traffic, it seems as though fucking robocars are coming a lot faster than I think, or than I thought.
What have you seen?
Like, there's already like 5 states that are saying, yeah, go ahead.
Nice.
I don't remember which ones, but yeah, like Nevada I know is definitely one.
That makes sense.
But like that, and then it sounds like it's just coming like next 5 years or something. It might be pretty close and crazy.
Borat likes it.
Is my job going to get a lot easier?
I don't know if they'll do it.
Like sit in the back.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah, like stretch out. Just need me to park now.
Think they even need you for that. Maybe with a truck.
Yeah. Do you know how they're being designed yet? Like, in terms of, do you have to have a driver in the seat?
Yeah, right now you totally have to have a driver.
Because it'd be awesome to be like, car, go to Pizza Hut, and they're going to take this credit card and tell them it's in the dash.
Yeah, they just stick a pizza in your seat.
And tell them to stick a pizza in my seat and bring it back.
That'd be pretty cool.
Well, my chopper is going to do that instead, right?
Your what?
My choppers are going to do that instead. Just, you're going to call it Pizza Hut, and mini chopper's going to show up in your, you know, front yard. Like, thanks for the Pizza Hut. Pizza. Yeah.
Drone Nation. We're going to be the best.
Drone Pizza is a great fucking name.
Yeah, it is.
How much do those robots cost? I don't like to see those.
You Turban Winter.
Pepperoni! Got a lock on a hungry frat house, boss. Meatball hoagies. Drone pizza.
All right, never mind. I'm out.
Drone your face.
Sounds terrible. We get a different marketing guy, I guess.
Nope. It's that same guy from the truck commercials. I want to make that commercial even if we don't have drone pizza. Oh. Seriously, fuck Kentucky, dude. We should invest in that.
Drone pizza?
Not only... Well,
or just the commercial.
It needs to be even bigger than drone pizza. What if we go get somebody a pizza from Pizza Hut and then just put it in our thing? No, we can't add a middleman to it.
Yeah, right. We're going to lose profit that way.
We've got to develop that.
But then again, if we were every pizza driver in the nation, that's pretty good money, right? You know?
It's true. It's a lot of tips.
You know?
I don't think they're tipping a drone, though. Bad news.
Oh, fuck that. They're not tipping a drone. Yeah. This thing's got missiles on it also.
Just like darts into your door like, hey, get you.
I'm not going anywhere. Stick your tip in the drone.
Mechanical sex again.
I wish I could have said that without like dying laughing.
So my truck already has sensors on it. We talked about that.
Yeah, some, yeah.
On the show we have.
On your left or whatever?
Just in front of you. The person in front of you is going 63 miles an hour. And it's...
Oh, it's nice that you get a little readout on the deck.
Yeah, it tells me they're, you know, 148 feet away.
Some dude's coming up on your ass at
90. Nah, no, just in the front.
What the fuck?
Well, probably because you're hooking up to trailers and they just, it's just money is all that's about. But if you're making just the truck, you can have one shooting forward. Mm-hmm. It's to keep me from running people over, supposedly. So.
Supposedly.
You can still do it, but you got to override it.
An hour, 2 feet away.
Yeah. Except for it will slow your truck down. Like, I'm driving 65, person in front of me is doing 63, and if I don't get off the cruise or get on the pedal, it'll slow me down to 63 and keep me 190 feet away from them constantly until I do something about it. So, but my point on that was it fucks up regularly. Like, it'll just be, I'll be driving along, 65, and then all of a sudden I'm slowing way down. Like, what the fuck is going on? I'm only doing 60 now. Huh. And then I got to hit the gas, and it's like, oh, okay, okay.
Weird.
Yeah. And then periodically, mine's not so bad, but I've been in other trucks that it'll just, you're driving along, and it just slams on the brakes.
Which truck have you been in?
Like, we drive other trucks. Like, we have a whole bunch of trucks, and we sometimes drive other people's.
I guess that's a convenient excuse.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we have 80 trucks, 100 and some odd drivers, different times a day. If my truck's gone, I drive somebody else's.
In somebody else's cab?
Yep. But it'll just, like, pick up a ghost, is what they call them, and it just slams on the brakes, like,
really?
Fuck you! You're, like, plastered really? Against the windshield. Really? Like, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. It pisses you off in a big way. So, let me tell you, that sensor technology is...
I think they're probably using considerable
lacking a little something. Technology. You think, though? Yeah, yeah. You don't think they're putting the best on, you know, a truck?
How old is the truck?
Like, brand new. Yeah. Less than 6 months old.
Probably not the right kind of that, at least.
Really? Or
different, yeah.
I would and you guys are probably... I mean, if it's out there on trucks in some form, every form of it that's on the road right now, from, like, park assist to, mm-hmm. like, the warning signal when you're backing out of the drive... All that's beta test, right? Like, basically. All essentially for the big, for the monster,
yeah. Yeah.
They'll roll out.
Yeah.
And I would assume there'd be like massive levels of redundancy. You've got five of them pointed forward, and if one of them trips a ghost, it doesn't get confirmation from the other four. Yeah. Right. Yeah. It'd be easy enough just to have the whole fucking car surrounded with them, right? Keep you from hitting anything ever.
Well, that's why I was surprised. When you said it, I was like, oh, it must be in your blind spot, because that's where you can't see, huh?
Makes sense. No, I have a video camera you can't see shit out of. That's the solution.
What happened to the video camera?
It's just they...
It's only 6 months old.
They just suck. They, like... Yeah, they just kind of suck. You can only see... It's all right, but some of the trucks, they don't work. Something's just wrong. They don't work. And it's... And you used to have a mirror up there that you could see. Well, they took the mirror off and replaced it with this video camera that on some trucks doesn't work. And you're like, what the fuck? Good plan. Mirror never breaks. No, side camera does break. Right. But they don't fix the side camera. So that's kind of their fault, isn't it? So.
Huh. Trucker talk with Benz.
I thought I would hate robocars, and I think I'm all right with them.
Sounds awesome.
I'm still scared of them. Like, there's something internally that's like...
The Orwellian sense in you is a little freaked out.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to take your advice on my... You know how I've always said that, like, I'm okay with 1984 because I want everybody to have uniforms?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to take your advice and just figure out my own uniform.
I think that's the way to go. Just figure
out, like, a shirt that I can buy 10 of that I'll look fine in. They might be a little different colors, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Just enough. A bunch of jeans, a bunch of slacks, and move on. What? I can't have jeans and slacks.
No. Jeans or slacks, jeans make your choice. Shoes.
Boy, this is...
In the summer, you're going to be regretting those jeans.
These are awesome for the summer. Right. Dude, work pants.
But how are they going to be in the winter?
They work all right. I mean, they're a little cold, but typically I'm cold in my like torso and arms more than I am in my legs.
Okay.
My gams, underpants, as I call them.
Yeah, and there can be a winter uniform for you, you know?
Yeah.
You can't. It doesn't mean you can't throw some long johns on. Underwear, yeah.
There's a show called Cashing In with T.J. Miller. Have you listened to any of that yet?
No, I haven't.
Is that a podcast?
Yes.
I like T.J. Miller.
Do you really?
I've been listening to You Made It Weird.
Nice.
I enjoy it.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Especially his first episode. I enjoyed his philosophical shit and, like, meaning of life, blah, blah, blah.
Cashing In with T.J. Miller, it's him and a dude named Cash Levy. It's a pretty good show. But he has a couple times lived one of our little ways of being an asshole by yawning and expressing how boring the story is that Cash Levy is talking about. I caught that.
Dicks? Nice. Yeah.
So it's catching on. Beware.
Nice.
Nice. Thanks, TJ.
Yep.
Friend of the show.
It's a good show. It's a funny show.
I'll check it out. I said, I dug his shit on You Made It Weird.
It's pretty short segments, but they get off track a fair amount. It's pretty good.
Off track's important in a podcast.
Agree. I'm going to throw a plug in for the Stuff You Should Know podcast. Very entertaining. You're not going to like it. It's like 20 minutes to 45 minutes.
No, max. Thank you, sir.
But it's on like one nice little tight subject, you know?
Okay.
And you can listen to 100 of them in a row if you want. That's true. So.
I will throw out a podcast plug because I've been interested in working around the house more and trying to fix her up, as they say in the business. I've taken a long break from Adam Carolla. And I know, like,
he's
far from, you shouldn't mention somebody who's, like, habitually in the top fucking, he's got, like, 5 shows in the top 10 or something. But Ace on the House.
I've listened to the first 2 episodes of that.
And yeah.
It was pretty good.
It's got some helpful. Yeah. It's like a funny fucking This Old House, essentially. Yeah. Like a funny This Old House call-in show. And he's got good tips, and I trust him because I've known for a while that he worked construction for years. So
that's cool. You have a bunch of episodes of it now?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I saw at least like 30.
What's it called again?
Ace on the House.
Ace on the House. All right, I'll check that out. I listened
to the first 2 episodes that he came out with and then didn't do any more for a long time.
Really?
And they were both very good. Yeah.
Yeah, I've enjoyed most the later ones. I listened to like 2 of the later ones, and it was a lot more funny than it was informative, and not really funny because I sort of get his pattern.
Yeah.
But the earlier episodes were more content-y. So I'd like to see it more too. Like, let's make sure we take fucking 12 calls this hour, and then be funny. I don't want it to be devoid of you know Adam Carolla's stuff, but. So it's good.
Cool. It's an Adam Carolla show?
Yeah, him and a dude. It's on his like network of podcasts. Oh, okay. But hour long. He makes me want to get a bunch of money and put in LED lighting in my house because that's one of the advertisers he has.
It's pretty expensive.
Yeah, but...
Not for long, though, right?
It's been pretty expensive for a while.
Yeah.
But I think that's going to come down quick.
It's come down some, I think, but it's still pretty expensive.
Yeah.
And they talk about it like it's a huge savings, but I think I might, because it's still pretty expensive, I might just start like, I need, after I run out of fucking, you know, whatever I have for a different size, I'll just, next time I'll buy a pack of
that. A $30 bulb? They're like $30, aren't they? I mean, they're pretty damn expensive.
I was seeing them at 20 when I was looking them up this week.
Yeah. All right. 20 is much more reasonable. I mean, if it's going to last forever.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd pay 30.
Yeah. Well, my problem is I got a bunch of those fluorescents at one time thinking, oh, all right. And
I got a backlog of them.
Yeah. And put them in a ceiling fan and they go out fast.
Hmm.
And that pissed me off. So I haven't bought any since.
They get dim as a motherfucker. Like that one's one of those and it is not nearly as bright as when it started.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't really noticed that. I've noticed it takes forever for them to, like, come to full brightness, and that pisses me off.
They are dim.
Yeah. You agree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd like to say they're as good as a regular light bulb, but they're dim, and they're a real fucking hazard to dispose of.
Yeah, exactly. You're crazy poisonous.
Yeah.
So have fun with that.
I haven't had any problem disposing of them.
Check your mercury levels.
Put them in the trash can.
Nope. Not how you're supposed to do it.
Really?
But
everybody downstream from that garbage dump is...
How fucked up is that? That they're like, we're going to replace this normal light bulb that doesn't cause any problem with this environmentally, you know, dangerous light bulb.
Well
you're burning coal over here. Now you're poisoning all the people when you're
burning the coal either way.
Drinking source.
Yeah, that said, it took me until I was about 30 almost... So I'm not there yet. I haven't figured this out yet. But 28, I guess, 27, till I was like, oh, fuck, I guess I shouldn't throw batteries away, huh?
I totally throw them away.
I should throw those away. In a box and take them down to Batteries Plus when the shoebox gets filled up. Or when it starts to rot through with battery acid, whichever happens first.
I threw some out this week.
I threw them away, too.
What does it do? I don't think it's good. I don't think you're supposed to.
It's just full of lead and full of gross other shit, like... bunch of shit that's not supposed to be in the drinking water.
Well, but it's in a landfill. It's not like they crush them up and pour them into your cistern.
That's kind of what a landfill is,
playground. No, man. They're like coated with shit and nothing leaches out anymore. There's like a...
Nothing leaches out anymore.
Well, I don't know about nothing, but there's...
downstream?
Yeah, man. Awesome.
Sure, That said, I'm sure they are way better than they were in the 70s when doctors smoked.
This
what I'm saying about anybody who says, like, the good old days. Like, oh, when doctors smoked? Shut the fuck up. It's awesome now. Shut the fuck up. Right. Yeah, I think they will, because I'm so 6'4", and I'll be yelling, shut the fuck up at them. And I think they'll be like, all right, Jesus Christ. Jeez,
all right, Dr. Smoked, it was cool.
I mean, it was way better back then. I didn't have a 6'4" guy telling me to shut the fuck up at the top of his lungs.
All right, this is a really stupid physics question.
Nice. Yeah. Love physics here. Week.
Does a battery get lighter once it's been used up?
Wow.
Did you just ask if a battery had a soul? That's what I heard.
In a way, I did.
And yes.
Yeah.
All right. Get into heaven.
Pretty sure I know the answer, but
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with also.
The first instinct was like, yeah, I think it totally gets just a tiny, tiny bit lighter, but I don't know. I think
I'm going to go, it gets a tiny, tiny bit lighter with the caveat that we don't have equipment accurate enough to measure
that much lighter.
It's like a tiny
I have no empirical evidence, you know, weigh a battery like before and after.
You'd have to start it in a vacuum, right? So you couldn't even like have erosion hit it to the point of being able to wear off any of the outside shit.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, in my flashlight, it's rattling around and scraping off some of the outside. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it's lighter.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So I'm not entirely
weigh
wrong.
The whole flashlight, though, and keep whatever shit
there. Yeah, cool. I like it.
Run it until it's dead and then weigh it again with a super accurate.
And then throw them in the trash can.
Throw them in the river. Oh, no, you're supposed to throw those in the trash can. Yeah, throw them in the river.
That's what I do when I'm crossing the bridge to Kentucky. I just whiz them out the window. Still a little juice in there, fish. Use it up.
That's a wonderful question, though. I don't know.
I don't think it's that wonderful, and I think we nailed it.
What's the process, though? The process is what? There's kind of liquidy shit in there that reacts with a metal plate of some sort.
It's not liquidy, though.
It's kind of
if you chop a battery open. I don't. It's like, but it's like
it's like gooey. It's like,
yeah, is it? Gooey. I thought it was like chalky almost. Powdery? Yeah. Huh. You got any batteries and a hatchet?
Hacksaw.
I do, but.
Hacksaw. Don't use a hatchet.
Why not? Don't you want? I don't want a saw on it. I want to like.
It's going to take long, and that's going to make a mess. If we're right,
we're
going to
do it outside.
I don't want to take part in this.
I think I would imagine it's gooey as well, but I don't know.
Either. I'll tell you in a few weeks when I get another dead battery. Maybe it starts out gooey and then it gets all chalky.
Or maybe the other way around.
Oh.
I don't know.
It gets heavier.
Huh. I think that was a good physics question. I'm not sure. I guess it's physics because everything's physics, but it almost feels like more of a chemistry question.
Oh, yeah, probably.
But
I'm trying to picture the reaction that I've seen in a picture of like how a battery works, and I can't like.
And if we're talking probably different batteries, could be a different answer. Yeah, alkaline versus lithium ion or
car.
Yeah. And car does because it has liquid in it. They add water. So, and that water, even though you don't have to refill it, I assume a certain amount still manages to evaporate.
Well, you'd have to, I would think that as well. Yeah.
But there was a day where you had to, like, pop open the things and put water in it.
Back when doctors smoked?
Well, not quite that far,
I
but.
I think so. So shut the fuck up. I can't wait to run into an old person. I can't fucking wait. Christine's going to be like, stop it. You're making a scene. He's making
That's my grandma.
With his stupid fucking history. He's a jerk. It's way better now. Do you have Facebook? Shut the fuck up.
If that's your defense for now is better.
Oh, yeah, I was going to mention that. So it's been established. I'm not on Facebook. I've fully deleted, not temporarily shut down my Facebook.
Well done.
Somebody else is running your account then.
No,
you've been posting all kinds of crazy shit.
Fine, whatever. Actually, that would be awesome.
A bot just takes everybody's deleted accounts.
No, you have not.
And they just like post like advertising stuff.
Burger King.
Yeah, man, I enjoyed my trip to Burger King this week. I had a Whopper.
That's scary. I bet that's happening. I bet I'm still on Facebook. But I've totally stopped tweeting too, and I think I'm just going to be gone.
Nice.
I like to be able to Google from my phone. I like my podcast. But I think in terms of putting things into the internet machine, nah.
Probably not a bad idea.
I mean, we're doing this podcast, so that's a little bit silly, but that's under an assumed identity in an undisclosed location at a work I never mentioned.
I just don't do anything on it out of, I won't say laziness, out of just don't really care. Like, I don't care what people have to say. I'm pretty sure they don't care what I have to say.
Good for you.
Like,
it's a reasonable view of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your place in it. I really feel that way.
But at the same time, I posted something about enjoying my trip to Kentucky. You know, I want other people to go there. Other people should know I enjoyed it and that they may enjoy it as well.
What did you tell them?
What did I tell them? Oh, just call them up? Yeah. Ah, fuck that. I'm going to call a bunch of people.
You don't really care about Kentucky then, do you?
I guess not.
Fucking foe.
All right. Hold on. Let me start calling some people.
Hey, Mom. Hey. Yeah, it's Silky Smooth. That's what they call me. Yeah. Kentucky's awesome. You should go there sometime. Okay. All right. Okay, bye. Just a little, you can script
good
that.
Example. Nice.
And don't let them say anything. Just say all those things and then be done. Really? Call everybody mom. Click away to be an asshole.
I'm not your mom.
I'm 12.
Yeah. Kentucky. Uh-huh. Enjoyed it. See you, Mom.
That'd be a fun prank call. I bet nobody would hang up on you either because you're just like, you weren't saying anything hateful. Yeah. They were like, I think he's confused. I'm going to try it. Maybe I'll try to, like, he's gone.
Huh. You don't think they'd call you back and be like, that wasn't your mom.
Hey, I'm not, Mom, what do you want? I'm unpacking from Kentucky. Leave me alone. It's awesome. Yeah, you should go. Totally. Get off. But later. See you at Amy's birthday.
Hey, whose birthday?
Amy, my sister.
Oh, okay.
Do you guys want to say goodbye?
Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Find us.
If you want to.
Fuck. I meant to say, don't rate us on iTunes.
How many do we have ratings on iTunes?
None.
I rated the show.
Yeah.
So that doesn't count?
Yeah, I don't think so.
You have to be like...
What about that kid from Taco Bell?
Boston Stroker?
Yeah, but he worked at like the Taco Bell down the street, didn't he?
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. He barely counts.
He counts.
Yeah, that's an outside.
It's an outside.
But you have to have like a real iTunes account. Like you have to have your credit card inputted and everything. iTunes. Really?
Yeah. Okay. What is it, 1970 when doctors smoked?
I just didn't give him a credit card. Like I have no intention of purchasing anything through iTunes, so you can't have my credit card number. And they're like, so you can't rate shit. I'm like, you got me there.
You should build a cistern.
I'm working on it.
You can hide down there.
For now, I just have buckets of water.
That's a good start.
Yeah, I figure.
937.
Soon I'm going to bury him.
Blues. Lube and Leetspeak. Thanks for listening.
We should make a t-shirt that says Lube and Leetspeak.
That would be sweet.
I think it would be a good
I don't know. How does it work?
Lube and Leetspeak. No, like spelled out phonetically.
Okay.
Lube and Leetspeak. And then on the back, snort coffee. Or lube and lead speak, snort coffee. We're going to go cheap. Everybody will ask you about that.
Yeah.
What's your lube and...
Lube and what?
Do you work at a tire place? No.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
I work at a podcast. No pay. Few benefits.
Very few. Oh, Jose, you want to say bye?
Fine, then.
Yeah, jerk.
He's off mic. He knows not to talk off mic. He's just being professional. I feel like you guys are hard on him.
You were never supposed to announce that joke.
Well, I didn't announce the joke. Everybody knows he's off mic. He's the fucking producer. There's a producer on mic.
I can hear him.
I know.
But they can't. Because he doesn't have a mic.
Right.
Huh?
They can only hear us if we're talking into a mic. You can hear him because you're in the room with him.
He's in a booth, though.
Right.
I can't hear. No.
You can only hear him through your headphones.
Correct.
Right. He can hear us because he's listening to the live. The show.
But they can't hear him.
Right.
The listeners can't?
No.
Why the fuck are we talking to him then?
Because it's rude to not acknowledge him. And plus, a lot of times we need a fourth opinion.
Right.
Or a fifth opinion.
All right. My bad. I'm sorry. I don't know how that shit works, man.
You brought him in.
To give input, but...
I thought it was to produce the show.
A little bit of that, too.
Get on the marketing, by the way. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, seriously.
A little advertising.
Show no better than last something. Week. Yeah.
I like... What do you guys, real quick, before we leave, we'll go on some in-house, some shop talk. I know I missed last Thursday, or was unable to come. What do you think for the first... Not too bad.
First two-hour...
Yeah.
Bi-weekly...
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll feel it in the morning, but 2 o'clock's not bad.
Bye. That's not right.
Yeah, the weekly, every other week hasn't exactly worked out because it's probably been a month.
Yeah, I guess
I was wondering if we should go again next week or wait.
I don't think I have anything. I mean, really, the thing for me is first shift. Like, if I had to be in at 9, I just can't fucking do it. I'm not willing. I can, but I'm not willing to go on that short of sleep. But if I have to be in at 11, like tomorrow, that's fine.
Yeah. How early do you know what your schedule is going to be for the week?
What, this week, we knew on Tuesday for the rest of the week, you'll be working this.
Yeah.
Last week, it was tomorrow you'll be working this. Then when tomorrow came, tomorrow you'll be working this.
Yikes.
Ouch.
So... I hate to be like that, but that's the way it is. Right. So
that sucks.
So we'll play it by ear.
Yeah.
All right. And it could be a mix of weekend shows where Matt can't make it.
Yeah.
Right. And mix of weekly, you know, bi-weekly or tri-weekly or whatever where Matt can.
Who? Oh, wait. We blew that a long time ago.
You know, maybe we stack up a couple of them. Maybe we can get Bobby to come out on a Thursday night.
No Bobby way. Bobby on a Thursday night. Yeah, maybe.
It's the name of my new band. Bobby on a Thursday night.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Bobby on a Thursday night.
Yep.
Bobby on a Thursday. Play that on a loop for the outro. Don't.
Might be too late, dude.
We can get to any of my show notes, dude.
No.
Yeah. I have 3.
Yep.
I got through 4.
Really?
4 was enough for me to... I wish I wouldn't have talked so much.
I had 4, but I only used 1.
Really?
Yeah.
That's my favorite part about this.
Memorial cars.
Okay. Yeah.
That was, yeah.
Which is good. I like that.
Cool. I had 3 more, though. No dice.
Save them up.
I'm going to pound them out right now. Give them all about 30 seconds.
This part's funny. I like that. On to the next. Ooh, ha. Dick joke there. See it? It's funny about testicles. Move on.
Beautiful.